You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Yeah. Killer Mike and LP first met in 2011. They both had established rap careers, but they entered a new era when they started making music together as Run the Jewels in 2013. They've been nominated for a Grammy, and they released their fourth album in June 2020. Like all of their albums, they made it available to download for free. In this episode, LP and Killer Mike break down the song Just, which features guest vocals from their frequent collaborator Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine, and guest vocals from Pharrell Williams. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it. Look at all these slave masters. Here's LP, who produced the track.
We did the majority of the writing of this record at Rick Rubin's studio in Shangri-La. We always like to kind of get out of our own spaces and come together in some other space so that we could really get a vibe going. And by the time me and Mike get together in the studio, I know that I have, you know, 10 or 12 things that I think might spark something creative in both me and Mike. And sometimes it's more fleshed out, but a lot of times it's just, let me see if I can get a big goofy grin on my partner's face by playing this little weird thing. It's really just about getting a spark and then trying to harness it. This one started with thinking about basing a beat around vocals, which is something that is not something that we had done yet together on a record. And so that's kind of what led us to experimenting with different vocal synths and things, you know, and none of that felt particularly right. And then we ended up going to somebody who had sung some backup vocals for us on some TV performances, Nicholas Ryan Gant, who's this amazing soul singer from Brooklyn. So we kind of gave him a general spectrum of notes, and this is the sort of the vibe that we're going for. And he ended up doing a bunch of different demos for us of different approaches and different parts. I really thought that I was just doing it as a way to demo it up. And then in my mind, we would go to, you know, someone else. But he was just so good. And he sent us a bunch of shit. What ended up in the hook were these long notes. The trick was actually not overusing it, to be honest. The trick was trying to restrain myself from layering it too much and from using too much of it because I wanted it to be bouncy and sparse and punctuated. So I started to chop it up and move it around. I thought it would be really cool to create a piece of music that was based really just around almost a doo-wop-y harmonic thing and have the bounce of that. And the drums was what really, you know, drove the whole thing. And, you know, you never know what's gonna spark your friend, you know? The real linchpin is whether or not Mike feels it.
I was like, this is the coolest shit in the fucking world. Like, it had a, what we in the South call a juke to it. I'm a big time Outkast fan, you know, being from Atlanta. This felt like a Quemini-esque to me, and not like in sound, but in terms of what our fans are used to hearing from us. Like a Quemini did that for me as an Outkast fan, which is why I ended up using the pattern that I used on it. There's a stutter pattern that lives in the South that I felt compelled to do,
Benny time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dime. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine.
It's an old Southern pattern, that stutter pattern. Lord Infamous did it. Project Pat does it. The Migos have mastered it 10 times over.
And he told me he was going to add ad-libs. He said it, but I didn't know what he meant.
It's written to be call and response-y. I wrote that for the audience because I look forward to getting back on stage. And I visualize it as I'm doing it, the crowd saying, get money back to me.
Benny time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine.
Make money.
Every time on my grind, I'm just trying to shine.
Stay sunny.
I loved when Mike added the layer of the ad-libs because Mike's original verse was none of the responses were in. So it was this very broken up, sparse thing. So when he added that layer of ad-libs, that's when I realized how fucking genius my partner was.
I done had to have a talk with myself plenty times.
For real.
Am I a hypocrite? Cause I know I did plenty crime.
Yes,
I get broke too many times. I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana?
When he said, back to trapping, and then he keeps going, they say, how that happen? You know, he's saying I'm back because I need to make money because I have to feed myself and my family, and I'll go right the fuck back to wherever I have to go in order to make it happen.
If shit got bad to feed my wife and children, I absolutely would resort to crime. And that's what happens in any capitalistic system, you know? I'm a capitalist, right? Not because I believe that capitalism is the greatest system ever. I'm a compassionate capitalist because I grew up in a capitalistic system. I've been both a benefactor from it and a victim of it. More so than not, my community, a victim of it. But I've had to understand capitalism from the bottom up and had to make a way. But money in my life has led me to some very positive things and given me the freedom to be a benefactor to my community, a philanthropist, and to speak the unadulterated truth in a room full of people because I have a good job. I sing and dance for a living. Money has also corrupted me as a child and made me a drug dealer because everyone was selling drugs, and anyone with common sense would have taken a $1,000 bomb of crack cocaine if it was fronted to them at 13 because they knew they could make $400 off of it. You know what I'm saying? I have a guilt from formerly being a drug dealer, but with that said, corporations don't feel guilt. They sell drugs.
I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana,
ooh.
And your country getting ran by a casino owner.
Ooh.
Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards.
You know, what we try and do as partners is we try and pick up on what we can take from what the inspiration is from our partner and use it as DNA of what we're saying, you know? He's talking about the conflict of money, and he's talking about the politics that arise out of that. So I took where he was starting and extrapolated my own sort of perspective on it, and also with a point to make. I come from New York City, so one of the biggest events, you know, psychically and literally in New York City over the past 10 years was the murder of Eric Garner, who was killed because he was trying to sell loose cigarettes. And if you come from New York City, you know that smoking a loosie is part of how you grow up. You go to the store, you give them a quarter, and you get a cigarette. Sometimes people sell them to you outside. This is a normal thing. This is a small economy, but it's money. It's money related.
Beep, beep, Richie, this is New York City. The X on a map with a pain keep hitting. Just us ducks here sitting. My murderous choco cops still earning a living. Funny how some say money don't matter. That's rich now, isn't it? Get it? Comedy. Try to sell packets. Supposed to get food, get killed. It's not an anomaly. Hey, it's just money.
I do really rap with one of my favorite rappers in the world, so I'm a fortunate guy. There are times where you hear patterns from other rappers, and you're like, motherfucker, if only I would have grabbed that first or heard that in the beat.
Man, you better duck out, get the bag and the bug out. Try to run home, you might run your luck out. Cause just when your base is loaded, they'll roll a grenade in the dugout.
That line, that roll a grenade in the dugout, it really was a pure, beautiful sentiment for how far evil is willing to go to make sure good doesn't prevail. Just when we got the bases loaded, just when we could get this shit right, these motherfuckers will put a grenade in the dugout and blow up the whole game.
Sometimes you want a metaphor that almost everybody can understand, simply to slip in the idea that there is a rigging of institution. even if you get to the point where you've lined everything up correctly the way that it's supposed to be lined up, they will break the rules and kill you from the other side when you're not looking. Then we reached out to Zach and said, yo, you got to drop on this shit. And he said, bet, I'm on it. To those who don't know, Zach De La Roca is the legendary frontman for Rage Against the Machine. And he is a friend, a good friend of both mine and Mike's, and someone that I personally consider a family member. He's become sort of the unofficial third member of Run the Jewels, in a sense. Zach actually recorded his verse at his home.
2020, run the map, raw one cut in my hourglass. Don't watch it spill to the bottom half. You see the piece, now run it fast. On a tarmac, get a starter jack. C4 when I run it back, like a track star, run a record lap. Nah, like when it's needle catch.
Zach demoed it up at his house and sent it to me to say, okay, here's the demo. I'm gonna come through and do the verse. And I was like, no, you're not. You already did the verse. It's incredible. You're not going to touch this. This sound, what you captured here, is perfect. And it was on a SM57, which is literally the standard kind of shitty stage mic that everyone uses. It was distorted, and it sounded like Zach.
Clean look, port pugilist. A shooter's view, it's a pruder flick. Too rude for your rudiments. Who convinced you you can move against the crew in this? Coming up through the fence.
A motherfucker spit hot fire. I mean, shit, Zach De La Roca, man, first of all, rock and roll should be grateful that hip-hop allowed them to get such an elite MC on the train. He's the Bo Jackson of this shit, essentially. He's playing two sports excellently, so, you know.
The fact that he still manages to be clear, political, clever, but also has the bounce and the funk. Most rappers, you know, they just can't even pull it off. That's just a fact.
How can we be the peace when the beast gonna reach for the worst? Tear all the flesh of the earth. Stay set from a deafening reckoning, quick like the pace of a verse. So I'm questioning this quest for things is a recipe for early death threatening. But the breath of me is weaponry for you with just money.
Then we were hanging out and Pharrell came by. We played him some jams, and he was like, this is amazing, you know. And he basically just said, if you need me for anything, let me know. And then he disappeared, like some sort of ageless elf that just fucking just flew away, you know, like a magic man. And we were just like, oh, my God, like, that was amazing. You know, Pharrell just said he's down to work with us. And in my mind, of course, you're fantasizing about what the fuck could that be? I mean, you know, we have Mike's verse. It's grimy. We have my verse. It's grimy. We have Zach's verse. It's super grimy. Then you're trying to imagine Pharrell on here, and you're like, well, I know that this is the guy from Super Thug and Clips, and this is also the guy from Happy, and this is also the guy from, you know, these amazing, gigantic pop songs, and he's got so much range. There's no way to predict what Pharrell is going to give you. And he had it all figured out.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor.
Slave.
Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar.
Slave.
Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
When he came with that shit, it was mind-blowing. It was like, holy shit, this is harder and more cutting than anything we could have asked for. It really felt like he really paid attention to what Run the Jewels was and what we were saying, and he really wrote for us. And that was an honor to have someone of that level, of that talent, really pay attention and really take it seriously, and he did.
The song starts with these four hits, and I was wondering if that was at all inspired by Pharrell.
Yep. Boom, 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 boom. That was my nod to Pharrell and my nod to the Neptunes. That's a signature that Pharrell incorporates in his beats all the time. He does the four count with the kick before the thing starts. So for the music heads, it was funny. And I had a lot of people being like, so Pharrell produced the track, right? And I was like, well, no. They were like, oh, I thought because of the thing in the beginning. I was like, well, that's Pharrell did produce the track in that regard, because if without Pharrell, that would not have happened. Absolutely.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options.
Slave.
Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar.
Slave.
The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
And he wanted Mike to do all of the look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. But the thing about it is, Pharrell sounds so goddamn cool. I cannot bring myself to cut. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to cut him. There was something so powerful about hearing Pharrell say that, because a lot of people just forget that this dude is a real, like, he's got that grimy side to him. And hearing him say that is really powerful. It's something you might expect Mike to say, but not everyone would expect Pharrell to say. So I didn't want to cut that out of that. And we figured out other ways to do it. You know, Mike took the back half of the hook.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it.
Then I hit up Zach and asked him to do his version of it. There's one thing that working with Zach is that when he's in rapper mode, sometimes you got to tell Zach, hey, I need Rage Against the Machine, Zach, for this one line. You know what I mean? Like, I need that energy for this one moment. You got to say that shit with thumbtacks and whiskey in your throat.
Look at all these slave masters.
The relationship and the truth between institutional violence and money. That's something that me and Mike are very aware of, and something that we examine on this album a lot. And at the end of the day, it is a control system based on those transactions.
It was me dealing with my relationship with this system and money as both being a benefactor of it and being a victim of it. All that contradiction that is being an American was put into those bars.
People try to tell you that, hey, money doesn't mean anything. Free yourself from money. Money doesn't matter. That's not what it's about. And that's all well and good, but until you can not be murdered by a police officer for trying to make a little bit of money, then maybe it is what it's about.
And now, here's Just by Run the Jewels in its entirety.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor.
Slave.
Mastered academics, cause your grade said you were scholar.
Slave.
Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it? Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Been it time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time, on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dimes. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine. I done had to have a talk with myself many times. Am I a hypocrite cause I know I did plenty crime. I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana. And your country being ran by a casino owner.
Ooh.
Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards. And I told you once before that you should kill your master. Now that's the line that's probably gonna get my ass up.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options.
Right.
Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar.
Right.
The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters. Masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Confucius say,
man, you better thug out, get the bag and the bug out. Try to run home, you might run your luck out. Cause just when your base is loaded, they'll roll a grenade in the dugout. Earth vote, not a mellow bunch. We got our thumbs in the air like hella bust. Look at who we done blessed with our trust. I don't think we'll be left for too much. Hand on my heart, on my mind, on my drugs. Got a vodka punch for your Atlas shrug. Love or not love, it's just that dumb. Lord, sweet Buddha, please make me numb. Rain bounce off walls like a Sinian Roomba. Just found out it's created stupid. Lit by the supermoon, I'm too lucid. Plus got shrooms in the blood, I'm zooming. BP, Richie, this is New York City. The X on the map with a pain key pinning. Just us ducks here shitting. We're murderous choco cops still earning a living. Funny how some say money don't matter. That's rich now, isn't it? Get it? Comedy. Try to sell packs, supposed to get food, get killed. It's not an anomaly. Hey, it's just
mastered
money.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor.
Right.
Mastered academics, cause your grade said you were scholar.
Right.
Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it sink in.
2020, run the map. Raw one cut in my hourglass. Don't watch it spill to the bottom half. You see the piece, now run it fast. On the tarmac, get a starter jack. C4 when I run it back. Like a track star
threatening, but the breath of me is weaponry. For you, it's just money.
For more info on Run the Jewels, visit songexploder.net. You'll find links to buy or stream Just, and you can watch the lyric video for it. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Song Exploder is made by me, Hrishikesh Hirway, with producer Christian Kunz, production assistant Olivia Wood, and illustrator Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of creative, independent podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.